From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Cable? What is that, Mr. Johnson? Well, I'm getting ready to start this network. I want to use your show. Oh, okay. Anything to expand it from Nashville base, you know. So that's how he got it, and he did get it, and started playing it. It came on like at 2 or 3 in the morning. Because his time was limited. He was on West Star 5,
right.
One of the satellite dishes that was up there. And so then after maybe 6 months, 7, 8 months, he expanded to another one of those satellite dishes and got up more hours on television. And then after a year or so, he had his, oh, no. I said, what? You know, we going 24/7? Yeah. So I went for a half hour for that period, and
right.
Then it expanded to an hour, and I just couldn't get over it.
Gospel recording artist, radio and TV host, Dr. Bobby Jones. No one has spent more years on cable television than BET's Dr. Bobby Jones, who has hosted Bobby Jones Gospel for 34 years. During those years, his show has spotlighted artists as diverse as country stars Loretta Lynn and Barbara Mandrell, to R&B icons such as Patti LaBelle and The Whispers. In between, Jones has also hosted the biggest names in gospel music, from Kirk Franklin to Mary Mary to Yolanda Adams and Tamela Mann. On the radio, he is host of Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown, a two-hour weekend gospel countdown show held on the American Urban Radio Network, in addition to the Bobby Jones Radio Show, which is heard on the Sheridan Gospel Network. Jones also oversees a Nashville super choir. Recently, Jones has released his first CD in 7 years titled Rejoice With Me. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Rejoice With Me with Dr. Bobby Jones in Black America.
And here's the wonderful voice of Jamar Corder, created for worship.
Lord, I want to worship you. I want to worship your name, Lord. Oh, 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 yeah.
Some people don't understand
why
I lift my hands.
Why?
They often ask me why. My friend, why do you cry?
Why do you cry?
It's not because I am going through.
'Cause of what I'm going through.
Excited. This is the first time, man, that I have ever now. This is of this date, whenever this is going to be aired. We by the time it airs, it's going to be number one, okay?
Right now,
it's number four. And that's for the CD. And I think the spins are at something like at number 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about some exciting dude handling Bobby Jones Gospel. Bobby Jones presents on the Impact Television Network. We didn't mention that a few minutes ago.
Right.
I'm on the Impact Television Network every day, Monday through Friday from 4 o'clock to 4:30, and then on Sundays from 2 to 3, I have an hour show on Sunday. So that's Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T. But when I began to look at what's happening with Faith Evans, I'm sure the record label, unfortunately, I didn't get to make that contact. It was a guy by the name of Jane Robeson, who runs the JDI Recording Company,
mm-hmm.
and Echo Music, and he knew Faith.
For the past 34 years, Dr. Bobby Jones has spent his Sunday mornings rejoicing with millions of gospel lovers around the globe who tune in to BET's Bobby Jones Gospel, the longest-running program in cable television history. Jones has dominated Sunday programming as the host and executive producer of Bobby Jones Gospel since 1980. In addition to Bobby Jones Gospel, he is also the producer of Video Gospel, which debuted on BET in 1989, the first national television outlet for gospel videos. Also, he is the host of Bobby Jones Countdown, which has excelled in the radio syndication industry and can be heard in major cities throughout the country. In 1976, Jones began his television career when Nashville station WSMTV, now WSMVTV, gave him a slot on the Sunday morning schedule with Nashville Gospel. Jones is a recipient of a Grammy Award, a Dove Award, an NAACP Emmy Award, and multiple Stellar Awards. Also, he is the author of two books. At 75 years young, the Nashville native has released his first CD in 7 years titled Rejoice With Me. In Black America caught up with the Grammy Award winner prior to his appearance at the New Orleans Jazz Festival and being honored by the Gospel Music Association.
I was born in a little town called Henry, Tennessee. And I was raised there and stayed there until I was 13 years old. And then I went to Paris, which is about 10 miles away, while I was in high school. And that was my background was rural. I didn't say country, I said rural. I want you to get the real essence of where it was, way back in the country. We called that the rural part in the state of Tennessee.
What was life like growing up?
It was, I didn't like it. I didn't like the kind of living we had to make because we were farmers. And I did not like getting up at 5 in the morning, going to the cotton patches and chopping cotton and picking cotton when that season came in and, you know, raising our own food, chickens, hogs, and everything else. But it was a lifestyle. So everybody else around us lived the same way. I just didn't want it. I was too lazy to want to do it for a long time. So I kind of like decided I wanted to do something different if I, you know, when I grew up. So that's the way it was. We went to one. I went to one room, all 8 grades in one room, man. Mm-hmm. It was called Caton Elementary School. 7 in my class.
Any brothers and sisters?
I had one brother. He's passed away, and I have one sister.
What initially sparked that interest in music?
Well, you know, when I was a little boy, I always did like to sing. I really had a voice then. And, of course, I lost it when I got 13. But but I still practiced it. And I used to stand on a tree trunk. You know what a tree trunk is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's simple. Okay. And I had 3 or 4 dogs, and I would sing to my dogs, imagining that I had a stage. Mm-hmm. And this was when I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. And so my interest developed from listening to the radio and, of course, participating in the church choir. I was a Methodist, so that's what perked my interest in music. Plus, I was really involved mentally with it then. I could sing.
Who were some of the inspirational personalities or groups that you initially tried to imitate or emulate?
Well, back then, where I lived, there wasn't that much to choose from. There mm-hmm. was a gentleman by the name of Alex Bradford. I heard him on the radio when I was a kid in a scene called Black Nativity. And also heard him do a song called Too Close to Heaven. This must have been some 65, 70 years ago mm-hmm. when I heard him do that. And I thought his voice was so unusual. He was from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I don't even know whether you would remember him or not. So, I thought that was very unusual. Then I began to hear other music that wasn't gospel, it was quartet. You know, there's a difference between quartet and gospel.
Right.
So country folk used to always hear the quartet groups. And then when I moved to Paris, I began to hear the choirs sing and hear the soloists sing music that had a different kind of beat to it. Of quartets didn't use pianos then. And so I think probably the first big influence on me was the Reverend James Cleveland.
I understand. He probably has been a big influence on a lot of folks.
It probably was. It wasn't that many. Then I began to hear female groups that came into the picture that sang gospel music, like the Caravans and Dorothy Love Coates and the Gospel Harmonettes and, you know, singers like that, the fabulous David Sisters out of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. man, Philadelphia, I believe. So Clara Ward singers, and heard all of them. Then here comes James Moore, and it just began to mushroom, the ones that I began to be introduced to.
You began your television career in 1976, and I'm kind of dating you. in Nashville. How did that program come about?
You're not dating me at all. That's how old I was, and that's when it was.
Tell the truth.
Glad
now.
To see him be here. But anyway, I was involved in a community exercise called Black Expo that I started here in Nashville. And we were trying to let people see what the contributions that blacks were making from this particular era. And so most people, when they wanted to come to something like that, they wanted to hear, you know, that we wanted to be white, so to speak, and sing from the hymn book and show them that we could read and all of that. And I said, oh, man, I heard this music called gospel, and this is what I like. So, you know, that's what I did. And we brought the gospel music on, filled the auditorium up, and that was the beginning of the beginning. I got excited, and so it became exciting to the city, and so we went to the television station called WSM. It was an NBC affiliate, and asked if they would consider, you know, using that. At that time, we had to have a mixture of black and white. You know, they were enforcing those laws where they had to have somebody black on.
Right.
And so they listened to it. They gave us a pilot, and that was April 6, 1956, and, man, we've been running ever since.
How did you
76.
How did you get connected with BET?
After 4 years of doing this show in Nashville, Bob Johnson was opening a cable network.
Right.
Could he find any material for black folks? It was going to be all black? No. It's a few old black movies, you know. And so he was on the search, and he came to New Orleans, Louisiana, where they were doing, forget what they call it now. They still come together to do this. They look at new programming and all of that. And some of my friends, some white guys, took a copy of my program down there. They had it running, and Bob saw it and instantly called me and asked if he could use that on his network. Cable? What is that, Mr. Johnson? Well, I'm getting ready to start this network, and I want to use your show. Oh, okay. Anything to expand it from Nashville base, you know. So that's how he got it, and he did get it, and started playing it. It came on like at 2 or 3 in the morning because his time was limited. He was on West Star 5,
right,
one of the satellite dishes that was up there. And so then after maybe 6 months, 7, 8 months, he expanded to another one of those satellite dishes and got more hours on television. And then after a year or so, he had his, oh, no, I said, what? You know, we going 24/7? Yeah. So I went for a half hour for that period.
Right.
Then it expanded to an hour. And I just couldn't get over it. Still couldn't get it in Nashville at the time because cable wasn't here then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cable was mostly in the Texas, Florida,
right,
North Carolina, South Carolina, that through there. It was a long time before it got to the cities, you know. But Texas was one of our biggest states, and people started calling us, and, you know, they saw it. They had cable. And finally it got to Nashville, and we were able to see ourselves. And that must have been around 83, 84 before it moved into us. And then we went from there.
I know that's right. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio. And we're speaking with gospel singer Dr. Bobby Jones, radio host, and host of the longest-running show in cable television history, Bobby Jones Gospel. When you look back over everything, Dr. Jones, what can you put your finger on of why Bobby Jones Gospel on BET has been so successful?
Well, you know, there were several little factors in there that made it successful. First of all, there were black people.
Yeah.
And, which was an anomaly for television, right?
Right.
Secondly, the music was just very, very good music, and a lot of people could relate to the music. And the artists that I was able to put on, the great singers that I was able to bring to the table,
right,
those three factors made for an indelible impression on those people who tuned in to watch what we were doing with gospel music. And you can't imagine what Sunday morning was like when it finally moved to the Sunday morning period.
Right.
You know, at first, as I told you before, it started early, like 2 or 3 in the morning, right?
Right.
So, and that's where most gospel on radio was anyway,
exactly.
Early mornings, you know. So when they could get up and watch gospel music on a Sunday morning, man, that was delicious. So that's how that went.
I also understand that you do Bobby Jones Next Generation on the Gospel Music Channel.
Yeah, well, Gospel Music Channel is no longer, you know.
Okay.
It now runs on Aspire, a network
right.
Owned by Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we produced that about 5 years ago when GMC was on the air. Yeah, we recorded those shows, which I love very much.
Tell us about the Bobby Jones Gospel Countdown every week. You're a busy person to be semi-retired.
Who said I was semi-retired? Squash that right this moment. I'm not nearly semi-retired.
I know that's right.
Anyway, that's radio. They called me. It's been 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
When the manager of the Sheridan Broadcasting Network over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
right.
called and asked if I would do a radio show for him, and it was called the Countdown Show. He wanted to do that, make a difference. So yeah, I do that radio show. And then he called back later and asked if I would do a show on Saturdays as a personality show from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 in the evening. I went, oh my God, I always wanted to do radio. You know, the religious announcers at that time was not playing any of my material. I said, okay, I'll get it played some kind of way. So I had my own radio show, okay? And so I've been with the Sheridan Network now about 10 years.
I understand. Tell us about the biannual International Gospel Industry Retreat that you have.
Yeah, I did that for 22 years, John, and we did most of that in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
My co-workers were Vicki Winans and Yolanda Adams, and we invited artists to come out and so we could talk about the industry of gospel music, and we would bring experts in every area, you know, like sales and marketing and all that, and we would educate our people. And did some interpersonal skills work as well, you know, trying to help them get over who's going to be first on the show and how to look when you stage yourself. And, you know, we organized a package of educational devices. We thought that would be very, very helpful to those of us in the industry of gospel music. And so, yeah, that's when the International Industry Retreat started, and I lasted out there for that long. Then I moved it to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We had an opportunity to go down, and the city of Fort Lauderdale offered to open a museum in my honor if I would come down there and do the retreat there, and I did. And we worked on that project for about 4 or 5 years, and then the economy crashed, and then it crashed with the economy, so it's no longer viable. But we're working on another museum here in Nashville that is going to be erected.
I heard that. Tell us about the two books you've offered. Make a Joyful Noise and Touched by God.
Yeah, Touched by God. Simon Schuster came to me and asked if I would write that book, talking to various artists in the industry to find out what their lifestyles were about and
mm-hmm.
how they came to be where they are. So I used people like Yolanda and Vicki and Shirley Caesar and LaShawn Pace and think about 10 or 15 of those ladies that I was able to interview and put into a book format. And then 25 Years in Gospel Music was supposed to be a fun book, and it still is. And it talked about my life, actually. It was a autobiography. And it worked for us. It gave many, many, many elements about my life. And therefore, in that, I began to include some of the gospel parts in the back section of it after I moved to that stage. And those two books became very successful for me.
I know that's right. Let's talk about this new CD. Your first CD in about 7 years, Rejoice With Me. And as I told you prior to this conversation, you have something for everyone on this particular CD. And you have some notable singers singing with you.
I am excited. This is the first time, man, that I have ever now. This is of this date, whenever this is going to be aired. we by the time it airs, it's going to be number one, okay?
right now,
it's number four. And that's for the CD. And I think the spins are something like at number 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about some exciting dude handling Bobby Jones Gospel. Bobby Jones Presents on the Impact Television Network. We didn't mention that a few minutes ago.
Right.
I'm on the Impact Television Network every day Monday through Friday from 4 o'clock to 4:30. And then on Sundays from 2 to 3, I have an hour show on Sunday. So that's Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T. But when I began to look at what's happening with Faith Evans, I'm sure the record label, unfortunately, I didn't get to make that contact. It was a guy by the name of Jane Robeson who runs the JDI Recording Company and Echo Music, and he knew Faith, and he wanted to do something very, very different. And I said, "Well, what you want to do?" And he said, "Well, I want to get some different, make some collaborations on it, you know." And I said, "Oh, okay." And so we did, and that's how he did Faith, you know.
Let me repeat this question. As I had told you, coming to Austin, I listened to the entire CD. How many times I actually listened to the CD over and again. Created for Worship and Search All Over were my particular favorites on the drive down to Austin. What are some of your favorites on the CD?
Now, look, you know better than to ask me that. They're all my favorites. they really are. I'm serious. I love Creed to Worship. Jamar Carter is the one who sings that. He's in the super choir.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my friend Howard Hewitt on Searched All Over. So, man, they rock for me. And I like Tommy Young West. She's out of Texas, and she does a song called Right Now Praises. Real Pentecostal, you know.
Exactly.
And then there's Sean McLemore. He's out of Texas as well, out of Houston. And he does a song where Let's Praise Him. It just thrills me. But, you know, I have to come back to Faith Evans. Rejoice with me. So basically, I've lined those up, and then we include some hymns, and I love those. You know, one called Faithful Is He, and, you know, I do Ann Nesby, and we do Praise Him. So it's just a great mixture. So I can't say that I have a particular number one favorite, but, you know, I kind of gave you a little hint.
Right.
Okay, what was going on?
Bobby Jones, NSC. And the wonderful voice of Faith Evans.
Doing the recording sessions.
It was very intense. The choir hadn't been exposed to JDI Records before, and when James came in to do it in the studio, they rehearsed one night and recorded the next night.
What?
It was just that simple. Yeah, and he's a very good guy to produce the project for us. So it was exciting in the studio, but we didn't know at that time, John, that Faith and Howard, we didn't know who else were going to be included in the project, you know, to lend their voices for collaboration. So we tried to figure out, Jamar Carter is a great singer in the choir, and so are the other kids that sang on the record. And it was a wonderful experience.
Tell us about this Nashville Super Choir.
NSC, yes, don't change the name. That super sometimes gets in the way, but I formed it. You know where I got that from? There was a choir in Atlanta, Georgia that worked in Europe a lot, you know, and they were called the Atlanta Super Choir, right? And they would put together voices of those people in the community that, you know, had done outstanding work around the area. So when I got ready to change from New Life to a choir, because choirs were in when I brought in the super choir.
Right.
Beverly Crawford and some of the rest of them had gone on to their own career. careers, so I didn't want to repeat that. So I said, I'm gonna do this choir thing, and so. And it came to me to say, do the Nashville Choir. You know, that's okay. I'm going to do like Atlanta. I'm going to call them Nashville Super Choir. Mm-hmm. So I started, man, with about 55 of them. We recorded with Vicky McLatiat when she had Verity on Verity, you know. And it became a very good CD for me. That was the biggest one that I had done up to that time. Vicky Mack is great, you know, in what she does. Yeah. So we recorded that, and that's how the Super Choir came about. They are a mixture of people that belong to a variety of churches. They're all professional people. I would have it no other way. Mm-hmm. Most of them are recording artists, and they were here in Nashville. I had a good carrot to put in front of them, which was mm-hmm. Bobby Jones Gospel Television, which could help them pursue their own careers.
Right.
And so I selected them based on that kind of characteristics that they brought to the table. And that's how I formed them. And now it's been, goodness, what, maybe 16 years that I've had them working with me?
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy them. They are great.
Well, they sound great on the CD.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I was very impressed when you told me you liked it. I got to call Jamar Carter and let him know.
That's right.
That's happening. And Ann Nesby, let me tell you about Ann Nesby since she's on the project with me.
Right.
She was the first one to do the Pentecostal dance on Bobby Jones Gospel.
Okay.
This was years ago, man. This was in the 80s, I think. Yeah, in the 80s. And she came down with a group. She was singing with a little group out of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sang a song called "If I Had a Hammer, I'd Ring It in the Morning" or something like that. He'd do whatever that hammer did.
Right.
You can remember that song.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the song, she went into a dance. You know how Pentecostal.
Right. Huh? Yes.
So, and that was I'll never forget it. And then she ends up on my project all of these years later.
Grammy Award-winning gospel artist, radio, and TV host, Dr. Bobby Jones. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at KUT.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 1 University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 1 University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.